You know, one amazing Dvar Torah can make a whole sefer, a whole book worth it, a whole big book worth it. I'd like to share such a comment from the Drash Moshe Feinstein's commentary on the Chumash and Dibre Hashkafa, which I believe falls into that category. Zos Chukas HaTorah. Our parsha begins, this is the law of the Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah. So it sounds like this is the law of the Torah. I mean, this is the law of the whole Torah. If you want to know what we're about talking about now, we're talking about a klal, we're talking about a principle, we're talking about a point, which is really encompasses everything the Torah is. But then if we look further in the parsha, we see a long explanation about the laws of what? The laws of Paraduma, the red heifer. What does the red heifer have to do with all of those because of Torah? What's the lesson of the red cow? Who knows what a heifer is? I don't. It's like phylacteries. Very helpful. Tabernacle. Not a sukkah, tabernacle. Now you know. Huh? So what's also because of Torah? By the laws of Korban Pesach, by the laws of the Paschal Lamb, we don't find such a language. It says Zos Chukas HaPesach. These are the laws of the Pesach. So why here by Paraduma does it say Zos Chukas HaTorah? Let's think for a second. One of the salient, most dominant features, spoken about features of the Paraduma is, of course, its paradoxical nature. Paraduma has an amazing quality, which I don't know if we find anywhere else in Torah. It's mitaher. Is that tmeim? But on the other hand, it's mitame as a Torah. What does that mean? One of the most severe, if not the most severe, of all the tumas, of all the ritual impurities, is of course tumas mace, death. And someone who comes in contact with death needs tahara, and needs strong tahara, needs a strong cleansing. Not just the mikvah, not just tshuva, even a mayan, going to the beach. And this, by the way, is why we can't go into tahara bias, because we all have tumas mace, we've all come in contact with mace. And with that tum, you can't go into tahara bias. And we don't have a paraduma. Even if you eat steak, it doesn't help. Some people hold it does. Might help in other ways, but it doesn't help you go into tahara bias for both sides. No steak dinner will do it. Do not do this. Okay? Doesn't help. The only thing that helps is the paraduma. And the paraduma has this amazing quality where other sources and ways of cleansing fail and come short. The paraduma cleanses one who came in contact with the mace. We take it, we burn it, and make the special water, and sprinkle on him on the third day and the seventh day, etc. And now he can go into the Har HaBayis. Now he's cleansed. So it has this amazing power of Tahara. It's Metaher. That's its name. But on the other hand, those who were involved with it and burn it and things like that, those Kohanim that were involved in the process, they become Tameh. They become ritually impure. And they need a Tahara themselves. What a crazy paradox. If it has such strength, to be metaher as a tmeim and the strongest tumah, certainly shouldn't make those that are tahor tamei. And this is the paradox. And there are those that say, when we say that paraduma is not understandable, this is a paradoxical point which makes it not understandable. Amarti achakma, birechokim imani. Shlomo Melech says, I said I will be wise and understands the ways of Torah, birechokim imani. But it remains beyond me because he couldn't understand this. How could it be? Sarabosai. Says Moshe, Zos Chukas HaTorah, this principle of having a paradoxical nature is the chuk of the whole Torah. And in fact, the Torah's chayim from this parsha, the lesson to us from this parsha, is we all have to be like that. Mataris etzmeim ve metamis etzmeim. What does that mean? We'll say, listen well. You have to be a studying contrast. Think about yourselves for a second. What am I reaching for in my life? I'm looking to be a studying contrast. Now, this doesn't mean to be an intellectual when you're here, like the goyim say. You don't mean that. Not that contrast. We're both like a contrast in the boundaries of Torah. Let's think. Ramosha says an amazing line. Listen to this. When it comes to a person himself, listen well, Tzarech liot anav alatzmo v'gava alchavero. When it comes to yourself, you have to be easygoing, not pushy. So what? Okay, you stepped on me. Big deal. Humble. Not mocking on people. Not exacting with them in nature. How can you do this to me? How can you do that? No, it's all right. Let things roll off of you. But when it comes to someone else, gaivel chavero. I don't want to do a single thing to hurt even a person to one iota. And it pains me when I see other people's honor trampled. My own honor can be trampled. Zos chukas haTorah. Honor balatzma, I'm humble about myself. But I'm a study in paradox, a study in conflict. When it comes to other people, I'll be so careful. By the way, Rabosai, how careful, how much of an anav could a person reach? I like to share a comment of the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, where he talks about one of the early Hasidim. He might even be talking about a non-Jew. The Rambam wrote many, read many, many books, knew many, many, much, much wisdom. And he said there was a Hasid, a righteous person who was in the bowels of a ship, deep in the bowels of a ship. I wouldn't want to be in a ship, Rabosai. There was no air conditioning back then. Yeah? But it had a low ceiling like the slave boats or a bigger ceiling. It was damp. It was stuffy. It was not a place you wanted to be. Okay? Fine. Someone comes along. One of the sailors comes along. Sees this guy sleeping. And excuse me for saying, let my grandfather say, excuse me, but he urinated on him. So you have a chassid, a righteous person, and someone comes over and urinates on him. And what was the reaction? It didn't move him one iota. Ishtavus. It's fine. That is ultimate anivus. That is ultimately being humble, not being moved. The Baal Tani was once talking about the Noam Elimelech's anivus. And he said, you know how anivistic he was? There was the safer Noam Elimelech was like this on the table, on the chair. He said, the Baal Tani said about the Noam Elimelech, if you would take the Noam Elimelech himself and you would stuff him in that space between the chair and the table, that little area, just like the book doesn't say anything, the Noam Elimelech wouldn't say anything. Why should I get treated better than that? This is a fine place for me to sit. Between a rock and a hard place? Fine, so what? Big deal. That's the ultimate level of anivus on himself. But on another person to treat someone like that? I get my friend a chair. On my own covered? You have to be very, very low level. But when it comes to another person's covered, you're a gabbai? Ooh, what a good job to be a gabbai. One job I hope I never get. Who gets shlishi? Who gets shishi? Who gets sheni? Who gets shvi? And you have to know what Darkei HaKavod is and how to treat other people. Let's talk about spending money. Most people are very careful when it comes to losing any of their own money. Whoa, how do you feel when I lose 50 shekels? What a terrible feeling. No, what a terrible feeling. When it comes to someone else's money, okay, it's the opposite. When it comes to our own money, we should spend it on tzedakah, miser, more than miser. God forbid I should go more than miser. I gave a tenth already. I can't give another shekel. How can I do that? Oh, I'm so righteous. But when it comes to someone else's money, Rabosai, someone else's money is what we call midas hapazranus, what the Rishonim call lefazer, obviously in a responsible way. Responsibly, you have to know you can't lose all your money. Ayyavaz is Yosef Mechomesh. But our mida is, my hand is open to give to people to help them. But when it comes to someone else's money, I'm careful about a shavapruta. I don't want a person to lose any of shavapruta because of me. What is that? Are you careful about money? You're not careful about money. You're a study in contrasts. Zos chukas haTorah. You're a paradoxical individual. When it comes to yourself, it's one way. When it comes to other people, it's another way. Zos chukas haTorah. This is the derech of the Torah. Rabosai, it says Father Abram. B'yaris ha'makam mirachok. He saw the place from far away. What place? That place. Har Maria. When he was on his way to Shech the son. Akedah, the binding of Isaac. He saw the place Mirachok. And the Mokom, Vyarsa Mokom, Mirachok. That word Mokom reminds us of which other Rav? Who else ran into a place? Father? Sounds like? Jacob? Jacob, right. Vayivka. The Mokom. He ran into the place. Mokom, Mokom, Vyarsa Mokom by Avram. V'yifke b'makom by Yaakov. What's the connection? Because I'll connect these. Makom, makom. We'll explain that in a moment. At the end of the Akedah, what does it say about Avram? Achshav yadati shir elikim ata. Now I know. Now I see Hashem says through the Malach that you are Yor Elikim. You have the midah of Yira. What does that mean? Now we knew. Avram, of course, was always on a high level of Yira. Both said, but at the Akedah, reached another level. Another level of his personal shlemus. Avram's whole life was chesed, as we know. Titen chesed, titen what? Chesed Avram. Chesed Avram, it's a sefer. Avram was the midas chesed, the nth degree of goodness and loving kindness and bringing, seeing the world that way. And he brought a shlemus to his personality through the akedah he was willing to do an ultimately difficult act. And din, there's nothing more din-like, there's nothing more severe than killing somebody. should know such things? Killing someone, killing your son, no less? Whoa, what din that is? And that was the shleim of his personality. And I always understood that was for himself, for Avram's own level. He needed to do that. Avram, I know now, not only can you treat the malachim the right way, not only can you do good to the poor, can you spread my word? Can you expand yourself? Now I know you can constrict yourself and do such a thing. That's Yiras Shamayim, putting yourself in a boundary. Fear, not expansion. Now I know. But says the Holy Sfasem, Mr. Bosai, all that Adam did that was to get to Yaakov. To get to Yaakov. The Yiras of Makom Mirachok. Makom, Vyivke, but Makom, what's the connection? Makom, Makom. The Holy Sfasem says that everything that Adam did, and all the personal perfection that he did, was all thinking about his grandson Yaakov. The Bechir Avos, the chosen of the fathers. Because Yaakov, like no other Av, had this idea of being a studying contrast. He had the chesed of his grandfather, he had the din of his father, he had the severity of Yitzchak. And he was the one who was called Emes, he was the one who was called Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah. And everything that Avram did was in mind, the Sfas Emes, to get to Yaakov. That shows how much this is central. Rabosai, and this was Yaakov. He had it all in his personality. And with that, he fought Yaakov, he fought Esav, and he fought Lavan. And he was metakin tchumim, and he did everything. He was metakin mayer. There was no boundary, there was no gvul to what Yaakov could accomplish, to what he did in his life, dealing with the tsaris of Yosef and the brothers. Because of his shlemus, because of the three natures that lived in him, because at this point, he could do everything. When you have shlemus, you can do everything. When you have shlemus, you can handle everything. And that was Yaakov. There's an amazing Gemara in Shabbos, Rabosai. Listen to this. We just left Sivan, but let's revisit it for a moment. Baruch Rachmana, blessed is he, the Yav Orion Tlisa. He gave us a Torah of three, La'an Tlisoi, to a nation of three. Ayidei Tlisoi, through the third. Biyom Tlisoi, on the third day. Biyacha Tlisoi, on the third month. Amazing. Chazal are obviously trying to get us to a certain point. Let's do it again, Rabosai. He gave the Torah, Orion Tlisa. The Torah is made up of three parts. What parts? Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. La'am Tlisoi, to a nation of three. What three parts do we have? Kohanim, Nevi'im Yisrael. Ayidei Tlisoi, through the third. Who's the third? Moses, because he was the third of the children, after Miriam and Aaron. Beyond Tlisoi, on the third day of separation from women, on the third day. Biyachat Tlisoi, in the third month. Why the third month? Sivan, right? Starting with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, third month. So what's this about? Very sweet. What does it mean? This is the point of three, Rabosai. All of life is to get to three. You have to know this. All of life is to get to three. All of Torah is three. There's Avram on one boundary, Yitzchak another boundary, and Yaakov's in the middle. That is what life is about. Titan Emes LeYaakov. This is the Emes. This is the Tiferes of Torah. Three. And the whole Torah is being given on three. We're a nation of three. We're a people of three. We're a book of three because this is our life. Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is what we have to strive for, Rabosai. We have to strive not to be limited people. I'm into this mitzvah, not this mitzvah, not this mitzvah. This is my thing. Not this me, then not this me. The person has to look for Shlemus. Zos Chukas HaTorah. To be a study in contrast, to be able to be humble for myself, but so care about someone else's honor. I'm going to finish with this. We speak about the Shvila Zahav, you know, the middle path. Bosai, I think that there's a colossal mistake. You know what colossal means? That's it. A colossal mistake when it comes to the Shvila Zahav. You think it means you have to be democratic, easygoing, in the middle. No, don't ruffle any feathers, right? The Shvila Zahav, the middle path. Bosai, you cannot be in the middle path, listen well, unless you have a connection to the Ktzavos, unless you have a connection to the ends. Yaakov was in the middle because he had Avram and he had Yitzchak. And now he can be in the middle, otherwise you're just a parv dude. You're nothing. You're flimsy. You have to have the both sides in yourself to get to the Nekuda Shlishis. That's the Torah. Avram on one side, strength in the other. Easy going on one side. Exactness on the other. Friendliness on one side, but toughness on the other. In closing, Rabosai, this is the Torah. This is our lives. This is the place that we have to get to. Zos, Lucas HaTorah.